Daf Lam Levav. Today's learning is sponsored by the Felder family in honor of our parents, children, and grandchildren. So we got to the bottom of Lam and Hey Mebez. Last three lines, the Gemara is still going through the various psulim of an esog. So we're up to now Niklaf. Niklaf means when the peel of the esog was came off somehow. So Amar Rava, Rava says, "Hi esroga de aglid." Aglid, Rashi explains, means it was peeled off. Kahina sumka, it turned red, and Rashi explains it's referring to in particular a red date. Then after you peel any fruit, over time it's going to turn reddish. Like if you peel an apple, you leave the apple out, apple's going to turn brownish-reddish, so here as well. So if, again, an esog was peeled off and it started to turn red, it's kshera, it's acceptable. So Gemara says, how could that be? V'ha'anantan niklaf pasul. Our Mishnah here, Maseches Sukkah, tells us if it's niklaf, it is no good. So how could Rabbah go against the Mishnah? And so Gemara answers, lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Ha'bekula ha'bemiksas. It depends how much was ripped off. So this is Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, how to interpret this line here. So Rashi writes on the top here, Bekula kasher, if the entire esrog had been peeled off, that's actually acceptable. Bemiktsasa possible, but if only part of it came off. So now you have yellow spots of peel, and you have some red spots where there's no peel. That looks menumarhu, that's the spotted animal, spotted fruit. That would be possible. Tosfos takes issue with Rashi, and Tosfos says the opposite. Tosfos in the bottom, Dibar Maskel, Habakula, Habemiktsasa, quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Perish Ipcha, the opposite. Bekula would be pasul. De l'treifus medamile b'shmaisim. We're about to see that we compare the psulm of a esrog to that of treifa. So the din is when it comes to treifa, that if an animal the skin is completely removed off, that's not acceptable. But if part of it still remains, that would be acceptable. So treifa is really the model. So just interesting as we go through the different psulim, are we comparing it more to a treifa, to a karban? It's a different type of psul here. But either way, there's a machlokus here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel how to interpret this line. So now the Gemara says top line here of Lamed Vav Amud Alf. Nistak Nikev. Nistak, if there's a crack, Nikev means there's a hole. So how big does that hole have to be? So Gemara says it depends how far through the hole, how far through the esrog the hole goes. So Tani Ula Bar Chanina Nikev Mufulash B'mashu. If the hole goes from one end to the other end, goes through and through the esrog, so even if the hole is the tiniest could be Mashu, that would be possible. However, if it's Shein Mufulash, if the hole doesn't make its way to the other end, you puncture the esrog inside the esrog, but it doesn't go the opposite end, then it's only possible if it's P'ki'isar, the size of an Isar, the size of a coin, has to be a significant size hole for it to be possible. So now comes along Ravi, asks the following Shiloh. By Rava Nolda Be'esrog Simani Trefa. So let's say a trefa, when it comes to animals, there are a number of trefas that disqualify an animal from being kosher. Even a cow, even the kosher animal, if there's a punctured lung or a puncture in the brain, the different types of trefas. So now the Rava wants to know if there's a similar type of trefa that now applies to an esrog, what would the din be? So Gemara wants to know what type of trefa are we actually referring to. So Mahu, which trefa would you apply to an esrog? Ma'akim Mibarli, what was the Shaila? E Niklaf, if you're referring to, if the peel came off Tanina, that's already in the Mishnah, that's possible. E Nistak, if you're talking about a tray for that, there's a crack, Tanina, that's also in the Mishnah. E Niklaf, if it's referring to, there's a puncture, well, that's also Tanina. All three of these were already taught in the Mishnah with respect to the Esau. So which Shiloh was Rava asking? Ki kami baile kidula amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rea shenishbecha kikiton ksheira. If the lung somehow had collapsed, and the inside, the various membranes of the lung all the pieces became like melted. It became like water. And now, one important caveat, Vama Rava Vahu de Kaima Symponia. So if the symponia, which means like the bag of the lung itself. So the outside of the lung remained intact. The inside of the lung kind of came apart. And Ha Lo Kaima Symponia Trefa. If the outside did not remain intact, the whole lung itself collapsed. That would be a problem. That's a trefa. So we want to know the same din here, meaning let's say the esrog, the outside of the esrog stayed intact, but somehow the inside of the esrog melted, it became like watery liquid. What would the din be? So by a trefa, that's actually acceptable as long as the outside remained intact. Would you supply the same din with respect to an esrog? So Gemara says, Hachamai, what would the din be here? Would we say, Dilma Hasim, maybe over there by the trefa, Hasim hu dilo shalit be avira, because since the lung is internal, it's not exposed to the elements, it's not exposed to the air and to the oxygen, so it's possible that the lung could rehabilitate it, because it could get better on its own. However, the esog of al-hacha, here the esog, the shal be'avira, it's outside, it's exposed to all the elements, so maybe it cannot rehabilitate itself, and maybe it would be possible by the esog. So, esruchei misrachas, it's going to get worse and worse, and the whole esog will be ruined. Oh, Dilma Loshna, perhaps we should not make any distinction, just like such a case of the lung of the animal would be acceptable, so to a similar case of the esog would be acceptable as well. So that was the shaila of Rava. So what's the answer? What would the din be by such an esog? So Tashma, the Gemara says, esog tafoach. Tafoach means a little bit like almost waterlogged, expanded, swollen type of esog. Surach means it's a little bit ruined, but the Gemara is going to use this as the raya. We'll wait exactly to understand those two cases. Kavash is a case where it was pickled in vinegar or maybe mustard, Rashi says. Shalok is where it was overcooked. You put the esog, you boiled it in water, but you overcooked it. Kushi is referring to a black esog. Lavan is a white esog. Munumor is spotted. These are all pasul. So we have to get back to what tafoach and sirocha, that's the raya here. Esog kikadur, if it's the shape of a ball, a complete ball, that's pasul. The big concern there is that maybe it was, Rashi doesn't say this, but the understanding is that might be a hybrid, it might be grafted, it might be murkav from a lemon. If it's a very nice shape, that might be a lemon. So you don't want an esog that's too bally, because that might be have been grafted, which is certainly possible. You want that interesting shape that the esog comes in. That's a sort of makbut to have that little gartel, because the gartel, if it's grafted with a lemon, unlikely will have that gartel. Others like to get the gartel because it's a gartel. But the shape-wise, it's an Indian, the kadur. Interesting tosas. Remind me to do the tosas at the end before we turn the page here about a bowl. So then the Gemara says further, so a kadur is also possible. The yeshomim af ha-tiyom. Tiyom is lashon tiyomis, so lashon tiyomim, twins. If somehow the esrog grows, it has two esrogim attached to each other, so others say that too is possible. And esrog ha-boser, which is an underdeveloped, a very unripe, a very small esrog, Rabbi Kiva posel, v'chachamim machshirin. So Rabbi Kiva says that's possible if it's too small. Chachamim accept that. Galo b'defus, let's say you have the esrog somehow grow. You put a box around the esrog as it was growing on the tree. It began to grow and grow, and it developed into the shape of the box. So that, v'asol kamin bria acharis, and it looks like a different fruit now because it's like a box shape. That would be possible. So that's a whole long list of various psulim. Our focus, however, is katani mihas, tafoach v'saruach mai. What's this case of a swollen esrog and a saruach of a rotten esrog? So it says the Gemara, mai lav tafoach mi b'chutz v'saruach mi b'fnim. Is it not referring to tafoach means the outside is ruined and the inside is intact, and saruach is where the inside is ruined but the outside is intact. Is that not our case here? If the case of saruach is the inside is messed up, it's ruined, the outside is intact, isn't that the case above of the trefa? And we see that it's puzzle. So you see that although by a lung it's acceptable, by an esrog it's unacceptable. That's the initial raya from the Gemara. And the Gemara responds back, lo, idi v'idi mebuchutz. Both cases are when they're ruined on the outside, but they're ruined in different ways. For lo kasha, one is where the outside is swollen, even though the outside isn't ruined. It's not whatever, saruch, or however they define it, spoiled. The other case is where the outside is spoiled, even though it has not been swollen. So two different psulim relate to the outside. But there is no raya from this brisa about where the outside was intact and where the inside was ruined. That remains still an open question. Now before we go ahead, look at Tos in the bottom, esog kikador. Possible. If the esrog is the shape of a ball, it's possible. Kolomar asui kimin kadra shel or shemisach kos habanos bo. That's interesting that girls would play with a leather ball. You would think the men nowadays, but back then the girls would play with a leather ball. Now he brings the interesting message, which I like this tosos here. Kiddashinan, the psik of Rabbasa writes divrei chachamim kidarbonos. This is a Gemara also, I think, in Tainus maybe, that the words of Chacham are like dirbonos. What does dirbonos mean? So the Medrash learns what's different than the Gemara Tainus. And the Gemara Tainus says it's referring to something else, maybe referring to things that you plow the oxen with or something. But here the Medrash says, kikador shabonos. Kitarbonos is a lashon of kador shabonos, the balls of girls. So why is Torah compared to balls? Says the Tosa, I think this is Tosa's interpretation of that Medrash. Shizorko zulozu, you throw a ball back and forth to each other. Kach divrei Torah nizrak and mipelpe. You speak back and forth. It goes shakar tarya masa matam. It comes to learning. It requires a chabur. It requires a chavrusa. That's why the learning is compared to a bull. Interesting Tosfos. Back inside the Gemara. Gemara says Amar Mar Esrog Kushi Pasul. If you have an Esrog that's black, it's Pasul. The Atanya, but doesn't the Brisa said Kushi Kusher Domer Kushi Pasul? The Brisa says that if it's actually black, it's good. If it's similar to black, it's actually not good. So even machlok is whether black esrog is good or not good. What's the difference? So Amar Abaye says, Kitnan nami masisin domelakushitnan. Our mission was also referring to if it looks like black. If it's actually black, that's good. If it looks like black, it's actually worse. Why would that be? It's very strange. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the last narrow line, Doma lekushi shegado kan varehu shachar. We're going to see in the very next line, it's a similar answer. Rava says quite similar to Abaye. But if it was, if the eso grew here in America or in Eretz Yisrael, and it's black, that's actually pasul. Why? It's pasul, says Rashi, shenidmehu. Nidma is a psul by karbanos, actually. It's when it looks like it's born as a sheep, but it looks like a goat, looks like another animal. So it looks something off, some deformity to it. So it's called nidma. It looks like the wrong species it's from. So you grew in Eretz Yisrael, but it looks like a kushi, a black esog. In Kush, apparently, they grow black esogim. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they grow yellow ones. So it grew in Eretz Yisrael, it looks like a black one, it's a different species. That's a psul of nidma. But he says in Rashi further, aval kushi atzma, but if it's actually black, I mean it came from kush, hainu tama de kasher, dorachu, that was normal. So again, if it's the story, it could even be the same way, that let's say you grew a kushi esok in Eretz Yisrael, that would also be acceptable. I mean, what type of species is it? So if it was a black species of esok, that's good. If it's a yellow species, but it came out black, that's where it's possible. Now this psul of nidba, Taz asks a question, wait a second. The psul of nidma, which is again an animal of a goat that looks like a sheep, for example, that's pasul based on psukim by a karbon. Taz asks, that's based on psukim. What's the pasuk by an esrog that nidba is pasul by an esrog? We have no basis for this. So he says, well, if you assume like the rush holds, all the psulim of esrog are actually psul only midrabanim, so chachamim could decide whatever they want. There's no reason to find a basis. But there is the opinion of the Torah that holds all the psulim are actually deraisa. If they're deraisa, you need to prove to me that nidma is actually a psul when it comes to esrogim. So Taz says, maybe it's halacha Moshe Sinai, or maybe it's nidma, it's not hider, it's not hadar, and therefore it's psul. But we see this is another interesting application I keep pointing out. We're comparing a psul of an esrog to a psul of a karbon. We have a strong correlation between dal minim and the karbanos. This is yet another example. Either way, the first answer is of kushi, depends on the species of the esrog. Now, Rava comes along and says a similar answer, but he says it depends where you actually grew it. Where was it grown right now? He says, Rava, Amar, lo kasha, ha, lan, halu. If for us in Chutzlarts, a black esog is possible. In Kush, where they're used to seeing black esogim, that's where it's acceptable, so it depends where you are using this esog. So back inside the Gemara now, the Gemara says, and Or Sameach, by the way, he writes based on this Gemara, we see that the definition of Hidr Mitzvah, because he assumed the psul of Kush is a Hadar, the definition is, depends where you live. It's all subjective. Depends on when and where you live. So that's a very important hit. There's not an objective definition. Depends on the person, depends on the place. So now the Gemara says, Esrog haboser Rabbi Kiva posel v'chachamim machshirim. When it comes to the small Esrog, so this is machlokas tonight. So Amar Rabba says, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon amru davar echad. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon say the same exact thing. Rabbi Kiva Hadam, and we just brought Rabbi Kiva's position by saying a small esrog is possible. And who's Rabbi Shimon? Mahi, Ditanya, Rabbi Shimon Poter, es esrogim bekutnan. So what's this Bryce referring to? So Rashi says referring to Meiser. When you take Meiser from fruit, the fruit has to be a certain size. If it's too small, if it's underdeveloped, you can't use this to be a mafresh Meiser. So Rabbi Shimon says if it's too small, you can't use Meiser for an esrog. So too, if it's too small, you can't use it for dalaminim. So they're saying the same exact din. One's talking about dalaminim, one's talking about Meiser. But if it's too small, it's disqualified for that particular halacha. So that was Rabbi's understanding. The two halachas are exactly the same. Comes along now, Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, no, who said? Dil malohi, maybe they're not equated. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Kiva hacha, deba'inan hadar v'leka. When it comes to dal minim, the criteria necessary has to be hadar, pre-eitz hadar. And small is not hadar, therefore it's possible. But maybe he would say that's acceptable by Meiser, aval hasam, krabonin tzirle, that maybe a small esrog would be sufficient for Meiser, just like the cheat of the Chachamim against Rabbi Shimon. And the flip also. It's possible that Rabbi Shimon only says it's din by Meiser, but not by dal minim, inami. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Shimon hasam, only there, by Meiser does he disqualify a small esrog, dechsiv aser taser, es kol tuas zarecha, kedech shbini adam motzin lezriya. When you collect the zera from the ground, what's normal? A big size, not small. Small isn't acceptable. That's not normal. So that's why it's possible by Meiser. It's a gzeis akasav. For Hacha, maybe he would not say the same din by Esrog. And Hacha, he would hold like the Rabbanon, Svir Lu V'Sulamide, and wouldn't require a large Esrog for the mitzvah of Dalminim. So either way, although Rabba tried to equate the two halachas, Abaye was not satisfied with such a parallel. Gemara now says further. Top line of Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Gala B'tefus, one of the psalm we mentioned earlier, was if you have the esok somehow grow and develop in a box, it comes out in a strange shape. So v'asal kimin bria achar. So it looks like a different species. You show it to me, I wouldn't recognize it as an esrog. That's possible. So Amar Rava, Rava says and qualifies this, lo shanu ela kimin bria achar. Only if it looks like something different. About kibriya so kasher, if you put it, let's say, into a oval shaped box where it looks like an esrog, but maybe you alter the shape how it would have come out otherwise, but it still looks like the same species of esrog, that would be kasher. That's acceptable. Whereas the pshita, of course, what's Rava adding? We would have known that. Kimin bria achar stan. The Mishnah clearly say it states, only if it looks like another min. If it looks like the same min, even though it grew up in a box, that's good. So Gemara says lo tzricha davide dape dape. Where it has dape dape, Rashi says here kimin crushim kain gilgal sherechaim shemaim. So it sounds like they're like ripples in it. Maybe there might be a picture here in mine, not a great picture, but there's some lines like ripple effects in it. So it has the same shape, but the outside has some designs on it. And that design, maybe it looks different, and those lines and whatever the zigzags it has on the outside, that might look like another bria. So he says, no, as long as the overall shape is good enough, even though there's some interesting designs, that he says would be acceptable. Okay. So the Gemara then says further, Itmar, esog shenakavu akbarim. If you have an esog that was bitten by some type of a mouse, rodent, rat, and it bites into the esog, amarav, ein dehadar, that's a hadar, and therefore it's pasul. So Gemara says, really, that's possible? Eini, v'ha Rabbi Chanina, mat bilba v'nafik be. Rabbi Chanina would dip the esog, eat it, says Rashi, eat a little bit, and then he'd be yotzer. He'd take a bite out of it. After taking a bite, he'd go ahead and shake the lulav. Now, the Miri asks an interesting question. I don't understand his answer. I do. It's a very long answer to answer the question, but I'll just raise the question. He says, wait a second. A very basic question. There's a din. You cannot eat before shaking dalaminim. Before any mitzvah, you can't eat before bedikas chametz. You can't eat before kiddush. So how could Bichanina take a bite out of this and then shake the dalaminim? So he says, Bastama, he shook the aminim already earlier. He took a bite now and was shaking it a second time. He has some okimta. But either way, he took a bite out of the esok and was yotze. But we just said from Rav that if the mice take a bite out of it, you're not yotze, it's chaser, it's not hadar. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, L'Rabbi Chanina kashim asisim. He goes against the Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that you can't have a esrog that's chaser. So how do you get around, there's both a hadar problem and a chaser problem. So how do you get a chaser problem? So Gemara says, Bishma masisim L'Rabbi Chanina l'kashir. The Mishnah is not a problem because lo kasher kam yamta rishon kam yamta sheni. When is chaser problem? Only on day one. Lakachtem lachem. Lakachtem is lashon lekicha tama. You have to have it not chaser. That's only day one. Day two, you can have it missing. It can be chaser. Shubei Chanina did this day two. He was hungry, woke up, took a bite, and shook it day two. Chaser is acceptable on day two. El Rav Kasher, but Rav said in addition to it being possible din chaser, it's also possible din hadar. And Hadar is possible all 7 days of Sukkot. So how is he able to take it? It's also missing in Hadar because it's bidden. So Gemara says, Amar lecha Rava, Rav, shiny achbarim de mice. Because when the mice eat it, when the rodents eat it, it's disgusting. When a human being eats it, think about it, that's not mus. It's chaser. It's not a lack of hider. Hider's still there. So Rabbi Chanina was able to use it day two. But if the rodents ate it, that's very disgusting. And now we possible the entire 7 days because it lacks in Hadar. Gemara then says, Ikadami, others say, Amar Rav ze hadar, deha Rabbi Chanina, mat bilba v'nafik bay. The Rabbi Chanina would take a bite out of it, he would be yotze with it. With Rabbi Chanina, kashim asisin, he has a kash in the Mishnah says it can't be chaser. Lo kasher, kam yam to rishon, kam yam to sheni. Like we said earlier, chaser is only possible day one, but it's not possible on day two. Agmar says further, esrog katan, if it's a small esrog, we had a machlokas back in the Mishnah. If you go back a couple days ago, the Mishnah says how small is the esrog, how big does it have to be? What's a small shear? So Rabbi Meir said ke'egos, Rabbi Huda said kebetza. That was the machlokas in the shear, like the size of a nut or the size of an egg. So Gemara says, Amarafram bar papa, ki machlokas kan, kach machlokas bavanim murkazalos. Just like we have a debate. The size of the small size of an esrog, so to have a debate regarding rocks that are used as toilet paper, say so with a similar machlokas by that case as well. The Tani the Brisa says, B'Shabbos gimel avanim murkazalos, unclear exactly what they are, is machlokas Rashi Tosos. Tosos says that they're very soft rocks, like toilet paper somehow, so how you could bring three rocks inside mutar lahachnis lebeis hakiseh. Rashi explains here mutar lahachnis lebeis hakiseh besoch dal amos, as long as they're within dal amos. So right outside the beis hakiseh, a couple amos away, there are some of these rocks. You're allowed to bring it inside, even though there is no eruva. But beis hakiseh besoda vein umukav mechitzas. There were no walls out in the field where the bathrooms were. Vein kan el tilta derabanim. So there's no issue of hotzah because you only carried less than dal amos. Abba, there's muksa issues here. Umishim kavra brio slow gazer. So we weren't gozer muksa. So that was the case here. So what's considered a rock that's usable as a toilet paper, if you will? So Gemara says v'kama shiurin Rabbi Meir Omer ke'egoz Rabbi Yehuda Omer kebeitza. So I don't think the Gemara is saying there's a parallel in terms of the reasoning behind this. It just happens to be they argue the same shiurin by esog as they do by the rocks used in the beis hakiseh. That's the Gemara just drawing this interesting parallel. Gemara now says further, ubegado kadesha yochas. We had a big machlok, it's how big a esog it will be. That's possible. So one said, if you could hold two in one hand, that's the biggest size. If you can't hold two in one hand, that's too big. And then came along with Bekiva, says, no, even if you have one in two hands to hold one big one, that's also acceptable, like the Yemenite esrogim. So Gemara quotes a Braisa Tanya. The Braisa tells us, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Maisib Rabbi Akiva. He carried such a big esrog, he was holding it on his shoulder. That's how big it was. He couldn't even carry it with his two hands. He needed to use his shoulder to hold it up. So we see that you're allowed to use such a big esrog. So Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, from that case, Zeraya, Atheim Amar lo, Eina Zehada. They told Rabbi Kiva, that's not Hada, that wasn't good enough. He did the wrong thing. So based on Rabbi Kiva who would do this, so it comes out that the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, although Rabbi Kiva walked in holding the esrog on the shoulder, don't think you could yotze the mitzvah. Well, you know, holding it in the shoulder. That's how he slapped it in. But when we came to the Dal Minim, he took the esrog in hand, had to shake it. You can't shake it on your shoulder. That's not going to work. He just wanted to make sure that point was clear after the story in the Rabbi Kiva. Gemara in the middle of Mishnah tells us now as follows.
Isn't it saying it's possible?
That's a machlok. Either way, in terms of size, but in terms of how he held it, that they weren't saying was possible necessarily. In terms of the size, but not in terms of how they hold it. So then the new Mishnah tells us now as follows. The Mishnah says, Ein ogdin es alulav ela bimino divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're only allowed to use the same type of min. One of the dal minim has to be used as the eged. We use from the lulav, that's typically how we have that kesher. It has to be from the lulav. It could be from the hadassim or rebels if you want, but only from that same min. You cannot use some foreign min as part of the doing the eged of the dal minim. Comes on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir argues and says, Omer, afilu b'chut b'meshicha, even some type of rope or thread or string you could use, he did not require it being from one of the dalaminim. We'll see why that machlok is in just a second. So Amar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Ma'isa ba'anshe Yushalayim shayu ogdinis l'lovem b'gimimonios shel zava. Rabbi Meir says, the people of Yushalayim would actually use golden threads to tie their lulav. So we see that you're allowed to use a foreign object. It does not have to come from the dalaminim. So Amar lo, they say back to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a raya. B'mino hayu ogdinos milamata. On the bottom, they used a lulav branch, or a lulav leaf, and they did it l'shem eged, and just lenoy, just for hider mitzvah, v'zek gili v'abeyu, they put a golden thread on top of it, but the golden thread wasn't for the eged, that was just for noy ba'alma. So we see this in machlok, is whether you could use any min, or it has to be from one of the dal minim. So if you look at the Gemara now, the Gemara says further, I'm looking at one interesting thing. Yeah, that says the Gemara, Amar Rava, afilu b'siv, afilu b'ikra de dikla. Even if you use the sieve, I'm not sure how they define this in the English article, but the different parts of the tree, even that's part of the lulav, even part of the wood, is considered an extension of the lulav, and that may be used as well. So Amar Rava, Rava says, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why did Rabbi Yehuda limit the eged to only of the dalaminim? So he says, kasavar lulav tzarech eged. You require an eged. That was a requirement according to Behuda. V'maisi mina acharina. If you bring another mina, that have a chamisha mina, that's now five minim. That would be a violation of Baal Tosif. If you don't require a eged, so that's just optional, so putting another mina is not adding to the mitzvah. There's no chelik of the mitzvah. It's just something you want to make it look nicer because you're wrapping it together. But once you require it, it becomes the mitzvah, and you use a fifth min, that would be a violation of Baal Tosif. That's what Behuda's understanding. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, and Minala, how do I know? Desiv vikar dedikla mina de lulavahu. How do I know that these types of parts of the tree are also considered lulavim and may be used as the eged? What's my basis? So the Tanya, the Brisa says, Basukos teshu sukkah, shokoldavar, divi Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, based on the pasuk here, you make a sukkah. Doesn't say from what material. Anything you want. Use any material you want for the sukkah. Comes along with Behuda, Omer, Ein sukkah no heges ela b'dal minim, shibalulav. You could only build the sukkah from the dal minim. So how does he know this? Vadin knows something. It makes sense. It's very logical and sensible to say this. Malulava shein noeg bilelos kibiyamim eino noeg el barba minim. A lulav, which is only a mitzvah during the daytime, and yet you can only use dal minim. Sukkah shenuheges bilelos bekibiyamim. It's a more important mitzvah. It's more stringencies, and that you have to do nighttime as well. So therefore, eino din shlote el barba minim. So too, that should have the same restrictions of only being allowed from the dal minim. That was his, that's his understanding. Now, before we get to the response here, now Tosus points out here. Look at Tosus Dirmaskal Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Ein sukkah noheges ela ba'arba minim shebelulav. He agrees that you have to use. He says you can only use the four minim for building the sukkah. The less like hadadashinim beperakama ba'aspecha migarncha miyekvecha b'psolas gorim viyekev. He does not use that pasuk which says anything can be used for a sukkah for schach. He rejects that. Even though he rejects that pasuk, he admits, says Tosos, mikomakam moda de'ein misachin b'davar makabel tuma. It can't be makabel tuma afilu merabasa minim. Don't you ask him, Kli? If you make a Kli from a lulav or a peros, the fruit, that would not be acceptable. Even if it does come from dal minim, it cannot be makabel tumah. So according to this, they ask the question, kapos tumah asks the following question. An esrog is makabel tumah. That's a fruit. So in the end of the day, you can only use three minim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. You can only use lulav, hadas, and ravos, but esrog is makabel tumah. That should be possible. So he should really say, you can only use three minim, not four minim. So kapos tumah says, you're right. The esog itself can't be used, but the pitum and the okets of the esog may be used, so it's still fine to say the dal minim. Either way, we see that from Rabbi Yehuda that four minim can be used for sukkah, nothing else. We haven't gotten to the raya. Remember, we're trying to prove here, how do we know that the bark of the tree is also considered a lulav and may be used for the egget as well. That's the raya we're looking for. We haven't gotten there just yet. What? We haven't, right now, we haven't even discussed that just yet either. So we'll see. According to him, I think he's referring to even to the wall, though. Let's see. I think he's referring to the wall and the schach. I think both of them. So now, actually, you're right. The schach ending. So now the Gemara says, they respond back to Rabbi Yehuda. He says, then wait a second. Amrulo, last two lines of Lamed Vav Amud Beis here. Amrulo, kol din shata dun, tchilasa lahachmir, v'sof lahakel. So, Einotin, your din, that you start off as a chumra, and the end will be a kula, it's not considered a kavah chumra. What does that mean? Because what's going to happen, going on to now Lamed Zayin, we're going to go around eight lines down. Lo matza arbaz minim yoshiv batel v'tor amra b'sukos teshu shivas yamim sukkah shel kol davar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what happens? The guy can't find dal minim. He can't. There's a shortage. He was only able to buy it for his dal minim. He couldn't have buy enough material for his chach. So now the guy has no sukkah? That's a nice chumrah, but if he's going to lose out on the mitzvah, we can't say that. So it's a kavah chumrah that's going to lead to a terrible kula at the end. So that's one reason why he rejected Rabbi Yehuda's big stringency. And secondly, I bring a pasuk that we're allowed to use other types of minim for the schach. V'chein be'ezra omer, it says by Ezra, tzua har, go to the mountain, v'heviu ole zayis, ole eitz shevin, ole hadas, v'ole tamar, ole eitz avos, v'yasu sukos kakasiv. The pasuk is referring to build a sukkah, and not only does it mention the leaves of hadasim and whatnot, but also even from an olive branch, and even olive the eitz shemen, which is, I guess, a different type of olive oil type of tree. But other trees are also acceptable for schach, not only the dal minim. So Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Don't bring me the pasuk by Ezra. Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, Hani Ledefanos, Ali Hadas, Vali Tamar, Vali Eitz Avos Leschach. When the pasuk mentions Ali Zayis, Vali Zayit Shemen, comma, that's how you build the walls, anything you want. And when it comes to listing Ali Hadas, Vali Tamar, which is referring to Lulav, and Atze Eitz Avos, which is also Dasim, that's referring to the Schach. So I still stand my shita that the din is that you can only use Dal Minim for the Schach. Either way, what comes out from all this, Vitzan, in this din, that Rabbi Yehuda's world that requires a schach from the dal minim, it says, Misachin binisarim divi Rabbi Yehuda. He allows you to use wooden boards as a schach. Wait a second. The wooden boards, it must come from the dal minim, which the dal minim has wooden boards, must be the lulav tree. The ikra and the dikla of the lulav tree may be used. You can make a board out of them. So we see from here that it's considered an extension of dal minim. Al masiv vikara de dikla mine de lulavahu. It's part of the type of min. It's part of the tree. It's considered a lulav. And shma mina, it's acceptable, not only for acceptable for the schach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but it's also acceptable to make the egget of Rabbi Yehuda, because that's one of the dal minim. Let's quickly recap what we did today. We start talking about the various psalm. We first talked about the esrog that was niklaf, that was peeled off. a distinction between miktas versus kulo, machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Chananu. We spoke about the nik of the whole, if it went all the way through or only partially through. The shaila about the simani trefa, about if the inside of the lung became like liquid, but the outside remained intact, whether you apply that same kashrus to an esrog, or maybe the esrog should be different. We tried to bring the rye wasn't good. And then the black esrog, if it's in kush, it's good. If it's outside of kush, it's no good. And about the small esrog, Rabbi Kiva says it's no good. Rabbi Shimon says the small esrog is no good for meiser either. Initially, we tried equating the halachas of esrog to meiser. We said there's a difference. Esrog is based on hadar, and meiser is based on nezera to azecha. Two different dinim. You cannot equate the two necessarily. And then on the base, we went on to discuss the din of making into a bria, into this box. Even though, as long as it maintains a different shape, even though there might be different design, that's also acceptable. And then about where the mice took a bite out of it, Rabbi Chinya also took a bite out of it. So when Rabbi Chinya takes a bite out of it, it's only a psul of chaser. So day two, you can already use it. When the mice take a bite out of it, it's a psul of hadar. You can't use it at all because it's mias. And then about the size of the esog of beitza versus egos, we have the same exact machlokas by the avanim mukrozalios by Shabbos from Bisa Kisei. Same exact machlokas. And then the mice and Rabbi Kiva bringing the esog on his shoulder, they said that's not raya. They told him it's not hadar. And then the mishnah about which egad you could use, either a mayor says only of the dal minim, or right, Rabbi Yehuda says only the dal minim. Rabbi Meir says anything you want you could use. They tried bringing a rye from Anshi Shalim who used a golden thread. They said that's not a rye because they had actually a kasha thread on the bottom. This is just an added noi. And then we said the machlokas is whether you need an eged, then you could use only the dal minim. If you don't need an eged, then you could use anything you want. Then we brought a whole long raya, how we knew that the different parts of the tree are also considered extensions of the actual lulav, based on interesting machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, whether or not you could only use dal minim for building the schach, or any material you want. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day.